Precious Jesus, we worship you. Lord Jesus, you are precious. Wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 glory. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hymn number 298 in our red hymnals, 298. Let's sing that. If you'd like to stand as we sing. Sweet it is to walk with you. Yes. Lord, we come tonight and we expect to sense your presence, to know you in a greater, deeper way. Lord, we expect to meet you, expect to know you more, oh God. Draw us close, yes. We pray, yes. Dear Jesus, and give us hearts full of faith, Lord, that we might believe and we might receive all that you have. And so, Lord, come and meet each heart. For your precious and holy name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We welcome you to Family and Friends Week. I'm not Brother Kenny. My name is John Prah, and we can pray for Brother Kenny and his family needs. He was expected to be here, as most of you know, up until just a few days ago, I suppose, and or a week or so. And he's got some situations with his extended family down south, and he is needing to tend to that and be away and do some travel to take care of that in these just in a matter of weeks that needs to be settled. So he asked if he could be excused, and so here I am. And some of us, it's been exciting. It's only been a few hours, but we've seen some people here. We had no idea who would be here, except for maybe a couple of folks. And so we've been catching up and surprised to see this one and that one, and some we haven't seen in a very long time. Some maybe since we were campers. I think some of us go back that far since we've seen each other, and so I was surprised to see you, and some of you were surprised to see me. And you think back 30, 40 years and say, what are you doing there? I have no idea. I'm as surprised as all of you. But we're here together, family and friends. And I know it's a little bit of a different week, I'm told. This is the first time that we've been here for this week. My wife and I, my wife is Diana. She's here with me this week. And so we were told that it's a little bit different than the normal schedule and the normal kind of routine of the regular camp season. And they said it's a little bit more relaxed, and there's a lot more kids in the meetings here, and it changes the dynamic a little bit, and we're going to do our best to kind of keep everybody engaged and connected. My wife's going to do some things with the children, and we've got activities and so forth. And so they said it'd be a little bit different than what we normally expect. So I didn't know what to really expect. And since we've been here for 5 hours, I've changed three of what I plan to do and speak on, and thought, well, maybe this isn't what we're supposed to do, and I'm trying to get the feel of what's happening, and so we'll make adjustments along the way. But I ask this, would you just enter in and engage in the meetings and worship and pray and praise and testify and whatever God may kind of lead us to do. Though the feel may be a little bit different than the regular season, God is here to meet us. And I believe that we have come to meet him. And so we don't want to miss what God has for us. And so maybe some of the meeting times were a little bit condensed. That's okay. God can do a lot with a little. And so we're just going to come expecting. So would you come in faith, expecting, not just to receive, but also maybe God puts a word on your heart, a testimony or song, and we want you to just enter in and participate in these meetings. And we're praying that God has something as in the few days that we found out that some of the responsibility was ours. We were supposed to come on Monday, my wife and I, after this weekend, and we thought we'd just be able to slip in and sit in the back and receive. but this week God's just been laying on our hearts for all, from the youngest to the oldest, whatever God has. We believe that God is going to work, and so bear with me and us as we're trying to figure out exactly how to flow with all of this. Sister Susan is here. I know she's carried a lot in the past with leading and coordinating, and so we've been on the phone with her, and she's going to try to keep us all in the right direction and others. So feel free to correct me and instruct me, and but we'll just enjoy our time together. Family and friends. There are a few announcements that I'd like to make and get out of the way tonight. Tomorrow morning at 10:15 is our service, but I don't see breakfast time. Is it 8:30?
Yes.
Regular time, 8:30. Tomorrow morning is breakfast. 10:15 is our service right here in this room. We do receive a Sunday morning love offering for the Children's Fund here at camp that helps children throughout the camp season that may not otherwise be able to be here financially come. And so that's tomorrow morning. If you have a car that's parked on the campgrounds here in Watch Rock area, we ask that you remove them. There's a lot of activity coming and going, especially in the beginning of the week. And so if you just put it in the parking lot across the street, or if you need further direction, see Brother Paul or Sister Aletha in the office, and they can redirect if I don't know if there's room or where people are going. But please do your best to have the cars off of the campgrounds here beginning tonight. And then after our meeting tonight, there's a time of fellowship at the boathouse. So we're going to end early in about 45 minutes, and then family and friends and kids, and the boathouse is going to be open, and you can go down and have ice cream and do whatever else. Is that right? I'm not saying anything out of line. Okay. So it's either waiting for validation and or a lightning bolt. I didn't know which was going to come, but that's what we're doing after. Let's sing hymn number 203 in the red hymnals, 203. I'm sorry, 303. I need some help from some young people, maybe four, that are old enough to hand out some booklets. Any volunteers? Okay. Bill Draft, you're too old.
Would you help me, young man? Come on up here.
Please. One, two. Okay, great. I would say if you're old enough to pay attention and jot some notes if you'd like, you can take one. If we have enough for the kids, I had an idea, but let's see if we have enough for children to go around. I wasn't sure how many to make, and I think we should be okay, but let's find out. And then, so this, there's not a lot of outline information in here. It's just a lot of blank pages and a couple of sermon titles. The first one on page one is Out the Window, and so we're not doing that tonight. We'll do something different, and we'll see how the rest of these days go. You have enough? Okay, let's get them to the kids. Did the kids get them? Let's go back for the kids then. Even if they're little kids and they can't even write, you can give it to them. So if these are helpful to you, just to put some notes as maybe God kind of gives you something to hold on to that if you're like me, more and more you forget. And so you may want to remember tomorrow or a week or a year and say, what was God speaking to me while we were there? So that's good. If this doesn't help you and it distracts you and gets in the way, just forget them, and that's fine. You don't need to use them. Okay, they couldn't hear me. And now for the children who are here, I think there may be a time when we've got something special for you. But if you're younger than 12, here's what you can do, since you may not want to take outline notes. Draw a picture, but it has to be on something we're talking about in the Bible. Okay, and so if you want to draw a picture in these blank pages, and that'll help you kind of focus, there are going to be some stories we're going to hear from some events in the Bible, and maybe you want to kind of draw a scene out of that. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, parents. I'll leave that to your discretion. But you can try doing that. And so last night I thought we can whip something up here, and maybe this will work. And I wasn't sure what to do, but this is what we're going to do.